Greetings. The show begins tonight in Moscow. The attack by alleged jihadists. Many detained. The number keeps growing. One of the number is said to have been a taxi driver in Moscow, and I learned from Ekaterina Zolotova, who lives in Moscow, she writes for Geopolitical Futures, that there are many Tajik taxi drivers in Moscow, and that there is some pushback, some discrimination, some bullying going on now. Moscow is numb, upset. Crocus City is a mall, a shopping center, a place for people to gather. It has a concert hall, which is what was under attack, but it's a much larger facility to the west of Moscow, I learned from Ekaterina. She was there February 23rd with her friends to attend a rock concert, one of her favorite bands. They go every year at February 23rd. A very friendly, easygoing place. And then mass murder. There's more to learn. ISIS claims responsibility, remarks about Ukraine, remarks about how they were recruited, many remarks. Gregory Copley later in the show comments on what we know, but it continues to change and go in different directions. A low-tech terror incident, similar to what we had in the worst of the war on terror back in the beginning of the century. And then I turn to Hong Kong and the crushing of Hong Kong. Mary Kissel joined. She was many years in Hong Kong for the Wall Street Journal editorial page. Hong Kong is now gone as a city of light, as a city, one of the great cities of the globe. Cities are understood to be the greatest creation of civilization. And on purpose, willfully, the Chinese Communist Party has crushed Hong Kong. Why is having to do with its internal struggles as the mainland sinks and Hong Kong is dark to outside investment, to people who enjoy freedom? And then a conversation with Ekaterina Zolotova about the Russian shortfall in deficit and what is to be done, and the entertaining now of bringing on a progressive income tax for all income levels, similar to the U.S., not the same numbers, but the idea of progressive income tax. The more you earn, the more you're taxed. Off to the Biden administration at the U.N. Security Council, abstaining from a vote that was designed to condemn Israel, calling for an immediate ceasefire, knowing that it will not, until Hamas is destroyed. And then a conversation with Grant Newsham about the potential attack by China of the South China Sea, of the Philippines, of Taiwan, of Japan, and how the Okinawa chain of islands is critical to defend Japan, Philippines, Taiwan, and how the Japanese people living on some of those smaller islands, Ishigaki is one that's named by Grant, resent the presence of the U.S. Navy despite what they're there for. So there's something called the burden business, where the central government pays the villagers, the fishermen of these small islands, for their trouble putting up with the U.S. Navy coming, going back and forth in through their island chain. And then it's off to questions about Donald Trump and his civil trial, where he has to put up a certain amount of tens of millions in order to appeal, and his city trial, criminal trial, for District Attorney Alvin Bragg, which begins now on April 15th. Andrew McCarthy answers all questions. Thaddeus McCarter is with us, asking questions as well. To Moscow, to Hong Kong, to Haiti, with Gregory Copley. Trouble in all three. You know about the Moscow attack. You know about the Hong Kong darkening. Haiti, no one is taking responsibility for what is now described as famine, chaos, anarchy. Very little brightness in Haiti. The people who live there have been beleaguered for 100 years, at least, maybe 200. 220 years since they fought for their liberty against the French colonial masters. And now, and then Gregory Copley speaks of the royal family and the rough road for the king and his heir ahead, illness, and Charles doesn't have much time to prepare William for the role that he will assume for the balance of his life. Charles had a long time to prepare. His mother was long-lived. Charles, maybe, you don't know, but you have to think plan B. And Charles is worthy of the challenge. And then a conversation with Joe Sternberg in London about the Federal Reserve, about inflation, about how the Federal Reserve missed the inflation for all of 22. And here we are with sticky inflation, especially the price of food. And finally, David Henderson from the Hoover Institution joins with comments about the hard lessons we learned in COVID-19 about shutting down the economy. Very hard lessons. Don't have to do that again. In any event, there's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening.